12 years ago, Philip Johnson was a senior in the U.S. Naval Academy, studying abroad with a fellow midshipman in Paris, France. He grew up Catholic and knew about Mary's appearance to Bernadette in a grotto in 1858, and so he'd always kind of wanted to travel to Lourdes. And since he was studying in Paris and so close, he took a weekend to make a pilgrimage to this holy site. An important part of his trip to Lourdes was that he was seeking an answer. Philip said, "I had a girlfriend at the time. I was really struggling with whether or not I wanted to get married or become a priest," he said. "So I took this pilgrimage for a weekend to pray and receive clarification from God about what he was calling me to do with my life." Well, after 2 days away, he returned to his summer studies in Paris, and he relayed that he did receive an answer. He said, "It wasn't a brick over the head. It's hard to explain, but it was there at Lourdes that he felt a call to discern." So after his graduation from the Naval Academy back at Annapolis, he met up with the Bishop of Raleigh, North Carolina. He had a 5-year commitment with the military, with the Navy, after his graduation. But afterward, he told the bishop that he thought he wanted to enter seminary and prepare to become a priest. Well, the bishop was obviously supportive of him and supportive of his decision. So Philip began his 5-year commitment and was deployed off the coast of Saudi Arabia when he began experiencing seizures. The doctor on the nearest naval base, after medical tests, told him that he had a brain tumor. Back in the United States, a biopsy showed a very aggressive and fast-growing cancer. And the doctor was honest in his professional opinion. He said, "This is inoperable, incurable, and you have an average survival time of 2 years." Now, he was just 24 at the time, and he says that he felt his life was out of control. Because of his illness, that he was medically discharged from the Navy and met once again with his bishop, who told him that if God wanted him to be a priest, he wasn't going to stand in the way, even with his terminal illness. Philip underwent radiation and chemotherapy, and he began to attend classes at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary. And then in 2011, it just kind of took its toll on him, and he was just too sick to continue, and so he stepped out of formation for 2 years and healed and kind of regained his strength. And then in 2013, he was able to return to seminary. And then finally, on January 7th last year, January 7th, 2017, he was finally ordained to the priesthood for the Diocese of Raleigh. Throughout his years of seminary study, and it was a longer course than most of us have because of his illness, throughout all those years of his cancer treatments and suffering and sickness, he always made a month-long pilgrimage in the summer to Lourdes, where he served as one of the people who helped the sick bathe in the miraculous waters of the spring. Father Philip Johnson says, "Everybody talks about the miracles at Lourdes," he said, "but not many official miracles have actually happened. Official miracles declared by the church," he said, "there are 69 of them over the course of the years." He said, "I think the real miracles I witnessed at Lourdes were when people would change their hearts. People were converting. They were going to confession. And they were forgiving other people." It was very fitting that Philip Johnson was ordained to the priesthood on January 7th because you buffs of odd saint facts, January 7th is the birthday of Saint Bernadette of Lourdes. His closeness to Our Lady of Lourdes has sustained him and helped him outlive the average survival time for his type of cancer by many years. And to this day, I Googled him earlier this morning, he's still serving as a priest in North Carolina. There's another priest whom you know, who has survived to this day through excellent medical care and the prayers of Our Lady of Lourdes. And that priest, of course, is yours truly. Some of you may remember that I had planned to make a pilgrimage to Lourdes with Bishop Daly and Father Jeff after my final surgery, but decided that I just wasn't physically well enough to make the trip. But I'm happy to say that I am well enough now and have finalized my plans. I've purchased my tickets for making my very first pilgrimage to Lourdes in October. I want to go to Lourdes to, I guess, three reasons. One, because I'm the rector of the Cathedral of Our Lady of Lourdes. Two, I want to thank her for her prayers. And three, honestly, I'd like to ask for just a little more healing, if that's possible. By all accounts, my cancer is gone. But cancer patients will tell you that after radiation treatments and chemotherapy, infusions and surgeries, your body is never really the same again. That is why I was so taken by the image used by Father Barnett. If you were here on, what was it, Sunday night, I guess, he began his sermon on spiritual battle by quoting an oncology nurse whom he knew or knows, who talked about the whole cancer process by using a battle scene from like the 18th century. We have two opposing armies facing each other on the field of battle. One is cancer, and the other army is the army of medical treatment. And the field on which all of this is happening is the body. And after the battle, after the trampling of the feet of all of these soldiers and the wagon wheels and the cannon fire and the hand-to-hand combat, after the battle, the field, or the body, is left torn up, scarred, and bloodied. I think it's an appropriate image for the battle with cancer. If you know people who have, and most of you do, gone through all of this, you know that it leaves the bodies of people who've struggled with cancer with things like surgery scars and some trauma and neuropathy and, in some cases, loss of taste and loss of sight, lack of energy, and other kinds of physical limitations. I think of Monsignor Pearson, who has to have these pads placed in his right shoulder in his suit coat because of the huge chunk of his neck that they had to take out for his surgery. A scarred battlefield indeed. In talking about his suffering, Father Philip Johnson states that, unfortunately, the concept of redemptive suffering has been ignored or lost in our modern times. Redemptive suffering is human suffering united to the suffering of Jesus on the cross for our salvation, for the benefit of other people. Father Johnson reminds us, he says, we do not seek pain for its own sake, but our suffering can have great meaning if we try to join it to the passion of Christ and offer it for the conversion or the intentions of others. He says, while often terrifying, the suffering and pain that we will all experience in our lives can be turned into something positive. This has been a very difficult task for me, but it is possible to achieve. I know myself that I've been humbled, truly humbled, by the prayers of so many people, including many of you, for me and my healing and my own battle with cancer. In fact, I was so taken by that that I decided that I was going to offer any of my suffering for cancer patients who had no one to pray for them. And again, I thought about that. I think I mentioned this in a homily some time ago. When I was sitting in the infusion room at Cancer Care Northwest, and two Department of correction officers wheeled in obviously an inmate in an orange jumpsuit and shackles for his infusion. And I wondered, you know, I have thousands of people praying for me. I wondered, does he have anyone? And that perhaps God could take some of my suffering to help him. And one day, frankly, I hope to learn the results of that offering of redemptive suffering. Maybe God will let me meet some of those patients in heaven one day if we all make it. Many of you know that the patron saint of cancer patients is Saint Peregrine, an Italian and a member of the Servite religious order. He was well known for his devotion to the sick and to the poor, and at 60 years of age, he developed this cancerous lesion on his right leg. His condition deteriorated to the point that the physician decided to amputate the leg. Now, I don't know if that would help, but, you know, given what we know about cancer today, but this was the 13th century, and their response was to cut off his leg. But the night before the operation, Peregrine spent time praying before a fresco of the crucifixion that was located in the monastery. And he fell into this deep, trance-like sleep, and he reports that it seemed as if Jesus descended from the cross of that fresco to touch his leg. If you look at on the back of your programs, there's an image of that vision that Peregrine had. The following day, the doctor arrived to perform the amputation and found no sign of cancer. News of the miracle spread, and devotion to this saint grew and continues to this very day. You may have read that the Altar Society here at the cathedral has begun an effort to raise funds to have our own statue and shrine to Saint Peregrine here at the Mother Church of the Diocese. Because you know as well as I do, many people suffer from this disease. We either have it ourselves, we've had it, we're going to have it, or we know someone who does. And it's important that we use the treasury of our Catholic patrimony, the intercession of saints like Peregrine, to assist us in our suffering. Right above the portrait of Jesus healing Peregrine is a prayer to Saint Peregrine. I'm going to end tonight by asking you to pray it with me, but before we pray it, let's just take a few moments in silence to call to mind the people whom we know who would benefit from the intercession of Saint Peregrine. Let us call to mind those names in silence, and then we will offer this prayer. O God, who gave to Saint Peregrine an angel for his companion, the Mother of God for his teacher, and Jesus as the physician of his malady, grant, we beseech you, through his merits, that we may on earth intensely love our holy angel, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and our Savior, and praise them forever. Grant that we may receive the favor which we now petition. We ask this through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Peregrine, Our Lady of Lourdes.